Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 4th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Impact of left atrial posterior wall isolation using pulsed field ablation in patients undergoing repeat catheter ablation for atrial fibrillation. For patients undergoing repeat catheter ablation for atrial fibrillation, AF, a therapeutic approach involves either redo pulmonary vein isolation, PVI alone, or combining redo PVI with adjunctive posterior wall isolation, PWI. The use of pulsed field ablation, PFA, is a significant consideration for achieving durable isolation in these procedures. This strategy directly addresses the clinical challenge of recurrent atrial fibrillation by targeting both pulmonary veins and the posterior wall. The comparison of these two ablation strategies provides insights into optimizing outcomes in repeat atrial fibrillation interventions. Article number 2. Comparison of combined anatomic and functional modeling with purely anatomic assessment in scar-dependent ventricular tachycardia. Identifying the critical substrate in scar-dependent ventricular tachycardia, VT, relies on precise mapping for ablation targets. Cardiac magnetic resonance imaging, MR1, provides anatomic assessment, AA, to detect channels sustaining ventricular tachycardia. A refined approach involves heart digital twins, which integrate anatomic data with functional assessment for identifying the ventricular tachycardia isthmus. This combined anatomic and functional modeling offers a comprehensive method for characterizing the arrhythmogenic substrate compared to solely anatomic evaluations. Article number 3. Senolytic reduction of senescent cells mitigates atrial arrhythmia vulnerability in aging rabbits. The study found that senolytic reduction of senescent cells effectively mitigated atrial arrhythmia vulnerability in aging rabbits. Cellular senescence contributes to age-related atrial fibrillation pathogenesis through its senescence-associated secretory phenotype, releasing pro-inflammatory and pro-fibrotic factors. This research demonstrates a novel therapeutic strategy for age-related atrial arrhythmias by specifically targeting and reducing senescent cells. These findings indicate a direct link between cellular senescence and atrial fibrillation susceptibility in aging hearts. Article number 4. Real-world performance of intrinsic anti-tachycardia pacing. Primary results from a global prospective post-approval registry study. Intrinsic anti-tachycardia pacing, IATP, represents a closed-loop algorithm capable of automatically designing and adjusting anti-tachycardia pacing therapy in real time. This technology effectively prevents defibrillator shocks and associated adverse outcomes, particularly in cases of rapid monomorphic ventricular tachycardia. Real-world performance data demonstrated the operational capability of IATP in a large global patient cohort equipped with IATP-enabled implantable cardioverter defibrillators. This confirms IATP's role in enhancing arrhythmia management by dynamically tailoring therapy. Article number 5. Purkinje and septal substrate modification as a therapeutic option for patients with STEMI and refractory ventricular fibrillation. The study described Purkinje and septal substrate modification using radiofrequency catheter ablation, RFCA, as a therapeutic option. This approach targets therapy-refractory ventricular fibrillation, VF, in patients after successful percutaneous coronary intervention, PC1, for ST elevation myocardial infarction, STEM1. Ventricular fibrillation remains a fatal complication in this patient population, highlighting the critical need for effective interventions. Modifying the Purkinje network and septal substrate offers a specific strategy to address this life-threatening arrhythmia. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.